Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. The double TV study, or really be with me and make me smart and happy. Well, folks, we all want our kids to be smart, happy, and socially successful. And much research shows that the quality of the interaction between an infant and his or her caregivers powerfully predicts the child's later thinking abilities and emotional and social development. Now, one of the great pioneering studies in this area is called the double TV study. Researchers had mom and baby in separate rooms watching each other's faces live on TV. Mom and baby were responding to each other's facial expressions and coos and gurgles in real time. They watch each other intently and all is well. Then the researchers put a time lag between what mom and baby saw. They still saw each other's faces, but disconnected in time. Result, baby gets distressed and looks away. Bottom line, we have to pay attention to our kids, pick up the subtle messages of how they are, and respond to them sensitively and positively. Then they can stay involved and curious, exploring and learning about us and the world and other people. And we need to be cognitively stimulating with kids. Play with them. Give them things to play with. Talk to them. Ask them questions. Respond to their questions. The more we do, the smarter they get. And this is true in childcare settings too, whether with relatives or friends or in a center itself. So when you're deciding where to place your child, go see the quality of the interaction between the kids and the caregivers. Are the caregivers positive and attentive to the kids? Do they respond sensitively and appropriately? Do they talk to them, encourage them to ask questions, read to them, play with them, encourage their curiosity? Are there toys and books to play with? Do the kids and the caregivers look energetic and happy? Just does it feel good to be there? And when I was researching this story, I found a great, easy-to-read 62-page booklet that summarizes these issues for parents and a wonderful 15-year-plus comprehensive study of over 1,000 families with different childcare arrangements. It provides some tools to use in choosing care for your little person. Free and downloadable. Great. It's called the National Institute of Child Health and Development Study of Early Childcare and Youth Development. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Findings for Children Up to Ages 4 and a Half. And there's more after that, too. Got that? The link is on our website, upstate.edu/healthlinkonair. I'm Dr. Rich, Big Happy Baby O'Neill. Thanks for paying attention to me and us and for tuning in.